And out of that state, which is ultimately a state of no thought, comes the movement, a creative movement. The hand moves. Or the mind begins to move, if I'm a writer, and suddenly words are beginning to form. And that's a strange transition from a deep knowing of what you want to write. It's already there at a pre-verbal state. It has not taken form completely. It comes out of the formless. It's a birth of form. It comes out of that, and then it becomes finally, and then it becomes a word, and you write it. I do this movement because I'm one of the few writers left who use a pen. Most people, it finally goes into... But it's the beauty of that. And so there are certain people that are called creative or great. Even, you'll probably laugh, but I saw the Michael Jackson on TV the other day, and even if you say he's strange and weird, is what people say, this one strange thing happened. The moment he goes into the music mode, something takes over. Wow, what is that? And he actually said, you can't think. You cannot think. It doesn't come from thinking. You can't learn it. It doesn't come. You can learn the externals, yes, but not the essence. So the moment he switches into the music note, an energy takes over and it's beautiful. And the moment he stops, an ordinary, strange human being, well, everybody is strange. Some are more strange than others. But so is it possible not to just have access to that in a little area of one's life, but to bring that into one's life? Yes, this is what all the ancient teachings have pointed to. It is possible to live in that state in which you are no longer a puppet of your conditioning. Something emerges from within you that is deeper than the form, the conditioned mind form that you thought was you. And that emerges the more we become aligned with the present moment. And it requires simply, very often, to remember that the present moment is all you ever have. And then direct your attention to it. How? Simply by becoming aware of your sense perceptions. Looking and listening sound like relatively insignificant words, but what we call here looking and listening, there's enormous power in the ability to look and the ability to listen. But it must be true looking and true listening, which is the alert presence of just, and it's still, just that. And then, if action is required, it comes. You may be listening to another human being. The most beautiful thing you can do is to listen to another human being who is speaking. In true listening, there is an alert presence, a field of aware presence, a field of consciousness. And that unites you with the other person. That is a unifying field. It is beyond thought. So what we are pointing to here, everybody here knows what I mean. Everybody here has already had glimpses of that and perhaps not even realized the importance of it. To realize that perhaps the incredible importance of looking, you may find yourself looking at a tree and not commenting on it mentally inside. not saying anything about it, a simple aware looking. So there's the tree, and there is the presence through which the perception happens. And usually you would be identified with that which you are perceiving. You would go into, it becomes translated into thought, interpreted, judged, compared to this or that. What can I, this tree would look good in my garden, it's called such and such, my Aunt Mary had a similar tree. I wonder when it's going to flower, how old is it? You're not really looking. That may have its place for certain things, but if you really want to know the tree, you have to look. And everyone here, it is so simple, has that ability to be alert, to look, and to listen. Without having to be pushed by life into an emergency situation where you have no choice anymore. You just have to be present because you're hanging on by a thread on a cliff wall. Okay, are you going to do it now? Okay.